be holy ground, God. Let my heart be holy ground, God, to what you're doing, Lord. To what you're doing, God. Oh, hallelujah. I can just sense the atmosphere of this room, and you got to stay with me here. I know that you're responding to the Spirit, but would you believe me that the walls and the carpet and the chairs and the air and everything in this room, it responds to Him. Oh, because why? Because that's the Creator God, and it knows its Creator, and it responds to the charge in the atmosphere. That's why when the Spirit of God comes in and the air changes and you get your goosebumps, it's not because the song was pretty, it's because He changes things. He can't help but change things. It's who He is. So Father, we thank you today, God. We bless you today. We thank you, Lord, that today things have shifted. In our families, in our homes, in our finances, in our children, in our schools, even our churches, God. Father, we thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Let's keep going there. If you have an attention deficit, you know, if your train of thought runs off with you, or you have a figure ground problem, you're talking to someone and a plane flies by and you quit listening and you all come down here. God's going to refix you. He's going to fix that. Thank you for it, Lord. Also, if you have trouble reading, you can't continue to read. You get messed up when you're reading. Come down here. See there, God knew what He was doing. Glory to God. Come help me. Thank you, Jesus. Jesse, you better come help. You got an anointing that'll knock off the devil. And come on. Thank you, Jesus. See, God wants to fix us, and in this anointing right now, He can do it. He can do it. Let's start down here. Thank you, Lord. Get up there with go. Do it. Do it. Do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go. Go. It's fixing right now. It's fixing. It's fixing right now. Wait for them. Wait for the ushers. Go seven of them. Go see. Thank you, Lord. Okay. There you go. Woo, woo. Thank you, Lord. Wait for them. You looking at us? Go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go. Ushers, look at the ministers. Come on. Okay. Go. Thank you, Jesus. Go. Wait for the ushers. Okay. Go. Ready, guys? Go. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Now you're all fixed. You're going to read right. You're going to think right. You're going to talk right. Words are not going to fall off at the end. Amen. I'm going to be falling off and going, now it's going to work. It's working right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God can restructure your brain in a second. In a second, He can do it. Hey, you know what? I think He can make you sing on pitch. Some of y'all really need to take that. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. Praise the Lord. He said one more thing. If you need any kind of prayer, come on up and we'll pray for you, for your body. And then we'll want the three girls to come up that are going to Israel after that. Thank you, Jesus. Danny and Jesse, come on. Thank you, Lord. Pray for our sister here. Thank you, Jesus. Today it happens. Right now, healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. The anointing is so strong. It's like a firecracker in here. Whew. Glory to God. Whatever it is you need, take it. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen. I kept hearing the word addiction. I kept hearing addiction. And then the Lord says, but I'm not just talking about addiction as in, let's say you're hooked on a pharmaceutical drug or sugar or alcohol or something. There's other addictions. Your reaction to situations. People are addicted to certain reactions. They'll respond certain ways and react certain ways, and they build a pattern that every time something happens, they do that same thing. If that's you, come down here, you're going to get delivered from that reaction. Come down here. You're going to stop reacting to that. Stop reacting to jealousy. Stop reacting to rejection. Stop reacting to getting mad about something. Jesus' name. Be honest about it. Whew. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, go. Healed right now. Delivered. Delivered from any addiction. Delivered from addiction in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Delivered in Jesus' name. Right reactions in Jesus' name. Delivered in Jesus' name. Right reactions in Jesus' name. Delivered. I cast that devil out of every person in this line in Jesus' name. He's not in you, but he bothers you. In Jesus' name now. Delivered. Delivered. Wait for the ushers. Okay. Delivered. But, hey, go back to him again. Do it again. Jesus' name. Delivered. There you go. Knock all that out of there in Jesus' name. Yeah. All right. Right now, delivered. You're delivered because you want to be. You're being smart today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Delivered in Jesus' name. Delivered in the name of Jesus. Delivered in Jesus' name. Delivered in Jesus' name. Thank you. God loves your boldness, and he's going to take care of it right now. Delivered in Jesus' name. Right now. Right now. Delivered in Jesus' name. All wiped out now. Never going back. Delivered in Jesus' name. Breaking that cycle in Jesus' name. Breaking it. Let him go. Let him go. Don't hold on to him. Let him come by himself. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Come on, brother. All right. Now, when they're praying for you, don't talk. And don't touch each other. Don't touch each other. We have to have a point of contact by faith. Delivered in Jesus' name. All right, ready? Delivered in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Smart people are leaving these things behind today. Because the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness could not overtake it. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You got one. Who's left? Yeah, okay. You got two left. Delivered in Jesus' name. Watch out. Delivered in Jesus' name. Glory to God. The next time that comes up, you could say, nope, I'm delivered. I have the right answer to this thing. And it will leave you alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Israel girls are coming right now, yeah. Come on, Claudia, Rhonda, and Susanna. So you are leaving in just a few days. Go on with Miss Billy. Come down here together. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We say of the Lord, He is your refuge, your fortress. In God you trust. You will go forth unhindered and do everything you need to do. Protected by angelic forces, you, Miss Billy, Miss Shelley, and the rest of the teams, in Jesus' name. Not one hair on your head will be disrupted in Jesus' name. And we declare that anyone who's trying to come that is in fear will cancel. Only the brave, only the courageous are going in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Now, Father, we thank you for this mission. And we thank you, Lord, that we stand with Israel every hour, every day, every minute. So we thank you for these that are being sent in Jesus' name. The anointing in the name of Jesus. The anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for the anointing in Jesus' name. Secure in Jesus' name. Now, all three of you got some sort of financial miracle, didn't you? Yeah, everybody gave you something. So, listen, some of you were asking, you said, are we going to receive an offering for them going? We did not, but if you want to bless them today before you leave, bless them. Amen. Just give it to them, and because we weren't actually going through the church on that, but we do what God tells us to do, but this is a church that if you want to give, you give. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. You can be seated. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. He is the light and the life. Praise God. Thank you. Hey, thank y'all for coming and decorating. We had about 24 people that came. It was wonderful. And look how pretty the tree is. It's real pretty. See our crown up there? King of Kings. Glory to God. God is so good. Well, see the presence under the tree? It's like a song I'm singing. Okay, anyway. So, Now, come on, Miss Amanda. You hold this. Vanna Manna. Now, I got to tell you something. Now.
Senior said flow.
So now we're staying in this anointing because we need it throughout the whole service, but we're going to have just a minute of fun anointedness. Is that a word? Fun anointedness. Okay. So there was a movie that came out 60 years ago. It was called The Sound of Music. And Julie Andrews was the star. You remember the movie? Even those of you that are young, you've seen it and watched it. My favorite movie of all time. And so it's my favorite movie. And my favorite song was My Favorite Things. So I just decided to take the honor here of giving away gifts that are my favorite things. That I think every one of you would need these. So from now until Christmas, we're going to give away gifts, and you have to open them in front of everybody. And then I'm going to tell you why they're so important. But you get to go to the tree and pick it out. Are we ready? Praise the Lord. All right, are you ready? 8539162. 162. Anyone? Must be in the children's church. Okay. Okay, I'll keep that gift. All right. No. Not really. Okay. 154. Did we? 154. You've got to be in here. Unless Art and Loopy loaded the deck somehow. This would be funny if we just go through them all and then I just get to pick who gets the gifts. Okay. 115. All right, come up here, girl. So I would have picked you, so praise the Lord. Okay, go pick something from under the tree. Yeah, no. Okay, yeah. Okay, open it in front of everyone. It won't bite, I promise. And it's none of them are embarrassing, by the way.
Yeah. A box.
It's a box! But it didn't come from Amazon. It came from somebody you know, though. Oh, it's going to be too big for you.
Maybe.
We can trade it in. I know the people.
I can wear the pajama shirt.
Okay, she's smart. Look at there. You can have that, too.
Thank you. I'll cherish it.
She says, I'll cherish it. Everybody in the world needs a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
I have like 5,000, as y'all know. 117. Woohoo! All right, Bob. Let me try to guide you. Yes. I didn't want him to get a girl package. But all of them are for either way. It's okay. Hey, good choice, buddy. Particularly for you.
I was guided.
You were guided. By an angel. Now, Amanda and John will absolutely vouch for this. Can you get it? Here, let me show you how to open a gift.
Yeah.
That's how the kids do it. Woo! Y'all need this. When you hang pictures, thank you. I would have picked it up. When you hang pictures or
what? You can be
level headed. You can. Oh. Okay, we got one more. Katie's favorite too. Well, I know it's yours because we don't have a crooked picture in our house. Okay. One, two, three. Pauline! You want me to bring it to you? Okay. Bring her a choice. Okay. How about... No, she won't like that. Oh, I know what she'll like.
Which one does she want?
She wants that little round one or this little red one.
Go in, and she didn't feel good. Yes. As long as I'm not
on camera. Oh, that one's open too. Okay, Miss Pauline, which one do you want? Oh, this bow fell off. Okay. She missed it. No. There you go. Open it so everybody can see. Am I like breathing heavy on this thing right now? Can y'all hear that? Hey, Mac, help me. All right, Pauline, come on. Oh, she got a journal. And that was from Know That Girl. All right, we're good. Praise the Lord. Three more next week. Y'all really missed it on that one. Y'all could... No, I'm kidding. No, you could throw them away. We'll do it again. Praise the Lord. Please welcome Miss Cherie.
Hello, beautiful people. Thank you, Pastor. I'm very, very honored. Can you hear me? Okay. All right. Confessions of the Tither and Giver. Please stand up. Okay. Lord, I bring my tithe and offering to you as an act of worship. I honor you with my tithe and offering today as a source of my supply. As a tither, I declare the windows of heaven are open unto me. This day, I receive blessings being poured out to me in such a manner that I do not have room enough to receive it. I receive the promise of the scripture that protects those who tithe. No devourer or destroyer is allowed access to steal my harvest in Jesus' name. As a giver, I stand in the promise that says, as I give, it is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. People are always given to me because I am a giver. I declare I always have more than enough, excess and overflow, and every need I will ever have shall be provided for in Jesus' name. I am wearing the blessing. I am wearing a mantle of increase. I prophesy increase and overflow. I decree that each year my finances grow to another level of increase and abundance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sure, so if you help, go ahead. You do it.
All right. You want to give via text message, text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now you may be seated. Praise the Lord. God is good. stop and take a drink. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Well, we've already had some church today. Amen. Praise God. It's going to have to go because it has a magnet on it and the podium grabs it. Praise God. Did we do everything, Danny? Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Danny. Amen. All right. Let's open our Bibles to John 1:1. Hallelujah. We're free. We are free. Praise God for freedom. Did y'all get that deer? No. Okay. Huh? He was a no-show. I'm going to pray him out there when they come back. Thank you, Jesus. All right. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now, that word comprehend doesn't mean they didn't understand it. It actually means that they couldn't overtake it. They couldn't overtake the light. So that's what the original would mean there. Now, 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So darkness will never, ever overcome light. Ever. And it's Christmas time. And we are seeing some lights already. Now, you know, are y'all excited about Christmas? I'm always excited. It's my favorite holiday. I went to Grandparents Day with Paisley and the other kids, and one of the questions was, what's your favorite holiday? And of course, it's Christmas. Amen. Last night we were at the tree lighting in Horseshoe Bay with Pat and Pam and Macon, and it was like being in a Hallmark movie. Only this tree lit up way better than any Hallmark I've ever seen. I mean, it did stuff. I mean, it's going to the music and all these lights. It is beautiful. And they had like all these cookie bars. And we did pretty good. Pam pointed out the ones she thought they wouldn't be good, so we didn't eat those. And they had good food, and Know That Girl was there, and Hector was there. Girlfriend, sorry. What's it called?
Know That Girlfriend.
Sorry. I'm hurrying. Hector's paintings were there, but probably got pretty good after a while there. Good. Praise the Lord. It was a lot of fun, but all the lights, they did so good on the lights. They were so beautiful. And if you're like me, you like lights. So that's what I love about this time of year, the Christmas lights. And in my life, what we've always done, we would all get in the car, get some hot chocolate or coffee or whatever, and we'd go around and look at all the lights. In fact, we still make trips down to Johnson City, to PEC and around the square there. We'll go down there to see those lights. They're so pretty. How many of y'all have done that? If you're not from here and you go that way, you just take a little detour in Johnson City there to the PEC place. That's right there. You can see it from the highway just about. Those are the most beautiful lights there. They're just gorgeous. But they're very impressive. And I sounded like President Trump when I said that. It's very impressive. So now just down here by the lake, they did a great job this year. They're so pretty. Praise the Lord. Anybody have decorations on your house? Okay, you got your lights. Amen. So I love Christmas lights. Now, have you ever asked why we even have Christmas lights? Are they just for decorations? Are we just trying to one up the neighbor? You know, light up the holly, do whatever we need to do? Or is there more to it? I like lights because of the light. Because Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. And you know, I think really we could admit that the world is dark. It's pretty dark. And according to the Bible, a long, long time ago, when God created everything and created Adam and Eve, it wasn't dark. It was wonderful. But when sin came in, things began to get dark. And so it messed up everything. So now we're living. We are the light.
because the light is in us, but we're living in a dark world. Suicide, shootings, murder, crime, human trafficking, drug abuse. I mean, everybody goes, but it's there. Terrorism, war, it's everywhere. And really, the only, when you hear all that on the news, the only bright side of that is sometimes the news will throw in a puppy. You know, they'll show a puppy or something to kind of make you a little happier on news day. And I know most of you are diligent about watching the right news. So, it's still true. There is darkness out there. But this mess is not God's fault. God didn't create the world to be dark. He said, light be. And of course, church, we understand, if I need to back up here, light that we're talking about is not the sun. We're talking about light that emanates from God. It's on a higher level. You can't see it, but we just felt it a few minutes ago. It's the glory of God. It's the power of God. Amen. And so this light does push out darkness. So the Christmas story then would actually be the solution. Be the solution to the darkness. God brought the world back with light. And he used a light when Jesus was born, the star. Amen. And so he is the light of the world. He came in to push darkness out. So it said, John 1 said, in the beginning was the Word. That Word means Jesus. Jesus is the Word. And so when you see the Word, thank Jesus. We have the Logos, but Jesus is the Word of God. When God was creating, it was when he was speaking, it was Jesus doing it. Amen. He helped in creation. And so Jesus is the Word. John was referring to him there. Because through him, all things were made. And without him, nothing was made that has been made. Amen. Now, this is, once again here, we know this is talking about the beginning when it says in the beginning was the Word. This is talking about in the beginning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, and that's a whole sermon in itself, so I can't spend much time there. But just know this, for those of you that may be new, Jesus has always been here. He wasn't just born in the manger. He existed before he came to earth. Well, I'll just throw you a little curve here. So did you. And no, I don't believe in, what's it called? Reincarnation. I'm not talking about that, but your little spirit was created by God when it headed this way. Amen. And when that little fish got called by that perfect egg, then there was a flash of light in your mama's tummy. And light began to exist. And you had a flicker of light in you before you were born again. But you also had Adam's nature. So you overcame Adam's nature when you received Jesus, the light. And that darkness left you. Yeah, well, Pastor, I don't feel like it. Well, it did. All right. So the scripture says, in him was life, and that's what we're going to be talking about these next few weeks. We're going to talk about light and life. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So Jesus is the light. Now, verse 6 there says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now, this is not the disciple John. This is John the Baptist, a prophet of God sent to proclaim the coming of Jesus. The spirit of John the Baptist, the spirit of Elijah as well, is in the earth right now. We are the forerunners of the return of Christ. Amen. Now, it says in verse 7, he came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, but he came only as a witness to the light. The true life that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. So there's the scripture for you right there. Jesus, the true light, came into the world. The eternal Son of God, the creator of the universe, stepped out of heaven and he became God incarnate, God in the flesh. Church, there's a man in the Godhead. right now. And he could have stepped in as God Almighty and had his royalness on. He could have done that. He could have done da da da, and he could have stepped in. But he didn't. He chose to come as a baby so that you could find out who you are, because Jesus took off all of his royalty, came in, was raised up, he learned, he found favor, was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and began to do miracles, began to prophesy, began to walk on the earth, and to prove to you what a man who's baptized in the Holy Spirit can do.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Was he God? Yes. But he operated as Son of Man. Praise the Lord. He came to bring light. He came to shine into the darkness. Right now he's in you. So when darkness happens, listen to me, when darkness happens, don't agree with it. You've got the light. You go against that thing. Well, this happened and no. So now, that's when you say, no, I've got light. I've got light. So when that person says, I don't believe in God, you've got the light. You know how to love them and talk to them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I was raised in San Marcos, Texas, and just blocks from my house, there was a place called Wonder Cave. Anybody ever hear of it? Okay, Wonder Cave. Some people say they wonder why they went after they... But when we were kids, because we were native San Marcans, they let us in free. And so it was really a pretty good cave, and that's the Balcones fault line right there, where the hill country starts to the north, and then rolling hills go down towards Seguin and down that way. But so that cave is there, but when they take you down in there, they turn the lights out. Mm-hmm. And when they turn the lights out, it is absolute darkness. You can't do this. You couldn't tell if there was a spider. You can't tell. You couldn't tell anything. It's just pitch black. You could wave. Nothing in there. But the interesting thing about it, now people, it could be scary to some people. But the moment they turn that light back on, that darkness is all gone. Light totally pushes darkness out. Every single time. The darkness cannot, absolutely cannot overtake it. There's absolutely no way. So, if your life has a moment where it's the darkest of darks, and I know most of us have been there at some time, there's hope, because the light of the world has come into the earth. And if you've received Jesus as your Savior, you're part of that light. Amen. So, darkness, interesting, darkness by definition is not even a thing. It's the absence of light. So it's not even really a thing. It doesn't even really exist. So, that's how the world is without Jesus. It's just nothingness. That's how each and every one of us lived our lives before we were born again. Jesus is the light of the world. And he said this himself in John 8:12. He said, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Did you just get that? Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. If you're following him, you don't have to be concerned about it, because you have the light of life. It's called the light of life. You have a light in you. Now, the context that we find this verse in, this is where it gets interesting. The context that we find this verse in is he's talking to the people when they were about to stone the woman who was caught in adultery. Yeah. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's speaking to them when he says this. And what happened, interesting, is he said to them, he who is without sin cast the first stone. Remember that? Okay. They all put their stones down and walked away. Now, here's what's interesting. Remember Jesus said, go your way, sin no more. They don't condemn you and neither do I. They don't condemn you. They don't condemn you. Notice Jesus didn't condemn the stoners. He convicted them. And there's a vast difference between being convicted and being condemned. Are you with me? Okay. So, when Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours?" So there's that accusing word. That accusing word is always there with religious people, religious preaching, all that kind of stuff. They're going to condemn you because they're going to accuse you. And the Bible clearly says over in Revelation that it is the devil that is the accuser of the brethren. So that doesn't really belong in the church. Amen. And so he said there, she said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." And of course they had walked away convicted, not condemned. Church, it's okay to feel convicted. It's okay to want to do better. I'm just so blessed and God proud. We shouldn't be proud, but if we're God proud, pleased with how our family here operates. If there's something going wrong, instead of running, they'll go after it. And I got a problem with this. I'm going to deal with it. God's going to help me. That's pure conviction. Amen. And so that absolutely will work. So I am the light of the world, he said, follow me. So he's going to bring light to every situation. That's on a lot of levels, church. There was light happening in here when we were singing and worshiping God. There was light happening to you when you were getting delivered from all the stuff and God healing you. Amen. There's light happening. Praise the Lord. So, there's a great difference. I want you to remember that, particularly if you're new. There's a great difference between conviction and condemnation. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." Have you ever heard that? "That he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Now, you know that scripture, don't you? But do you know what comes after that? Cricket. All right, just a few sentences later, Jesus is still talking. Verse 19, this is the verdict. In other words, this is the truth that sums everything up that I've been talking about. That's what he's saying. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light, for fear that their deeds will be exposed. This is the problem, isn't it? Jesus offers us light, but people love darkness. Amen. So if we're really honest, sometimes we don't love the light. Sometimes we'd rather be mad or hide behind, you know, hide in our little dark stuff, or we don't want anyone to know. We don't want anyone to know what we're doing when we're not in church. You know, maybe. I'm not saying that's you, but I'm just saying that happens to people in general. They want to hold back. Amen. They don't want people to know. But the truth is light exposes. It exposes. But here's the thing now, church. Understand this. The problem is religion and false teaching don't help us with that. They bring condemnation instead of conviction. So when the light shines on your life and you go, oops, yeah, we can run to God, not from him, because he's not going to condemn us. If we mess up and we're kind of dumb about something and we don't do it right, the Bible says if you can ask for wisdom and he won't upbraid you. He won't criticize you for that. He loves you. And conviction comes. This is the way to parent, by the way. Parenting shouldn't be condemnation. Parenting shouldn't be making the child feel bad in a negative way. It should be, you broke the rules. So this is the, that's what it's about. Parents, don't take what the child does personal to you and rebuke them in that way. Like, I can't believe you're doing that to me. I've been so good to you and now you're treating me like that. That's not parenting. That's not parenting. Parenting is, this is the situation. This is the punishment. I love you. I hope that helps somebody. That clears out all the condemnation. Because it's about what they did, not about how they treated you. Well, isn't that love? It's about what we do and not how we treated God on his side. Now, I'm remorse when I, is that the right word? When I do something against the Lord. But he's not that way. He's not going, you've offended me. Believe me, he's seen everything. All right. So are y'all getting this? So, the problem is there's been so much in history and parents included. I got some of this when I was a kid. They would condemn us. Amen. And it didn't help. You just got a negative self-image. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Why'd you do that? Are you ever going to learn? You know, instead of, I'm telling you this is wrong. And I'm telling you this is, you know that this isn't right. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, that God's that second one. This is not going to help you. This is not going to help you. That's conviction. It's clean.
That's right.
It's clean. And it will help you. Amen. So that's light coming. But in religion, it was turn or burn. You're bad and you know you've been bad. Blah, blah, blah. But that's not Jesus. And that's not how the church should be. And that's not how we should be with brother and sister, accusing and condemning. That should be out of the church. We shouldn't be pointing the finger at each other. Amen. I'm getting way ahead of myself. Praise the Lord. So light exposes. And the religious people are false teaching is going to bring condemnation to you. And so then people want to hide in their darkness. Have you heard this? Most of you that are nearer my age have heard this. Well, I can't go to church. If I go to church, that ceiling will fall in on me. What are they saying? I'm a sinner and I'm bad and I know I've been bad. Uh-uh. Everybody's come from the same place. We all have fallen short of the glory. Yeah. Yes. Amen. But God gave us the gift of righteousness. And that is who we are today. Amen. So whatever has been the problem, you need to go free from it first. When the light shines and convicts you, just say, yep. I don't know, lately, I think that's come to me every day. No, you're not going to act like that. Lord, forgive me. You know, something. Amen. And so, I mean, some days it'll be more than a, you may have seasons of conviction because you keep stepping off on the wrong side. But a lot of days you'll do everything fine. Amen. But we can be convicted and not be condemned. In fact, it is my prayer that every one of you leave here today, that even when correction comes to you, correction shouldn't be a thing that condemns you, but it will be something that condemns you if you've been used to living with it. You understand? I mean, we could say, okay, now we're not going to be doing this, and it could cut you so deep because where you were raised or where you came from, They did it to you in condemnation, so you're receiving it like that. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You understand? So I pray in the name of Jesus that you, all of your history of condemnation is wiped away In Jesus' name. Are you getting this today? You know, people have dark secrets, dark thoughts, dark desires, dark past, dark sins, stuff they'd rather keep in the dark. Join the club. Everybody has something they hope that never comes up on Facebook. Yeah, I gotta go there. Praise the Lord. No. So, people are actually afraid of Jesus because he might expose something. And you know, they think, well, if I get too close to Jesus, if I get too much in the church, someone's going to find out about me. Well, you know, and then there's this. There's also the group that they feel justified in wrongdoing because everybody else is doing it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So, you realize how dark it is when conviction comes, when light comes. Amen. People want to run. A couple of years ago, I gave a testimony on camera up at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and it just happened to be on a day when I felt I was overcoming. I felt horrible. I had a lot of symptoms, and I was fighting the good fight of faith. We were at a minister's conference, and Danny and Jordan and Deb dropped me off at the studio, and I went in, and they took me to makeup. Now, have you ever gone to makeup? The light is bright. And so when you go into makeup and that light shines on you, you look in the mirror and you have a revelation of how much I really did need to overcome. I was like, whoo. Yeah, yeah. So the makeup lady, she's been there for years. How long has she been there? You remember? 30. She's so sweet. Anyway, she dabbed and fixed and worked on me. But she never did this. Whoo, girl. Girl, it's going to take us a while. Tell them to hold those cameras. I gave my testimony to them, the director, while she was working on me, but I was looking in the mirror going, "Ooh, girl, help me, Jesus." It was rough on that day. So, every wrinkle, every blemish, every imperfection becomes very clear when a lot of light is shined on you. So, and it's necessary to look at it. I got two amens on that one. Praise the Lord. Nobody likes being confronted with their shortcomings. Nobody likes it. I used to ask Pastor John, when is correction going to feel good? And he would say, never. It just doesn't at the moment, but it will. Yeah, I'll take that. And I mean, we have self-correctors here. People will ask, well, what do you think? What do you think I need to do? And so they'll come up with that. That's a good thing. Correction is really good. Amen. Condemnation is not. So, we always want to watch our tone of voice in that, but we do need the correction. Amen. So, if you can ignore it, I could have ignored what was in the mirror, but, well, I don't know if I could have ignored it or not. I mean, it was really plain. But, so, Jesus does it right though. He does it like that lady did it. She just fixed me up and we went forward. Amen. And by the time it came on the screen, it was actually on the screen. It was on TV a few times and then it was on the screen last year. People kept telling me, "You've been on the big screen." And I didn't have to hide. I felt okay. She did a good job. So praise the Lord. So Jesus is like that. But see, next to his perfection, sin is so obvious in our lives. We see all of our shortcomings. But here's the thing. With him, those shortcomings get stripped away. Amen. And church, it's not one day. Now, in the presence of the Lord, there are many things that God can do in your soul, like he took care of this morning. The chaff can be burned out quickly, but it's going to be the word of God and being with a family of church people to help you make it through, to have good teachers, good leaders, to help you make it through things. And you will. You will. And you know, you're gonna get to a place where things run smoother because you'll be able to deny things faster and go, no, I'm not thinking that, I'm not going that. But there are still gonna be times, no matter how long you've been in this, that you're going to be tempted with a roadblock. And you're either gonna cry about it or you're gonna say, no, I'm going through. And I'm going to take the correction I need and look at myself and work with myself. And the other person can take a look at themselves and we can work through that. And it will happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Are y'all still here? Okay. So here's the point that I want to get to as we're going to start closing. If they only knew that the same life that exposes the darkness, that same life, light, brings life and power to overcome that. Sometimes it's right in the middle of when you make the mistake and you get 3 minutes out of it or four, and you go, oh, yeah. Right? It's just the truth. But God is right there. He's right there. And he can fix it right then. And there are things that maybe you've had for a long time. And maybe some things you're like, oh, I don't want to give that up. But the further you go in life, God's not trying to take away your fun. There's a lot of fun in the Spirit. Not trying to take away your fun. He's trying to help you come out of being selfish. That's all he's trying to do, because selfishness will always bring some sort of defeat. When it's all about you, all about you, all about you. When you take everything personal, when it's all, or everybody, eyes need to be on me. What, oh, that's enough about me. Now, what do you think about me? You know, that kind of stuff. You know, that needs to leave us. That's not a part of the love walk. And the light will do that. The light will work on that. Amen. But you have to know that there's grace and power for that. You're not left alone to try to figure it out. Listen, if you straightened your own self out and you figured your own self out, you're still in darkness. That's called self-works. That's not what God intended. He intended you to trust the Spirit of God and the light of God, trust Jesus, trust the Word, trust the Father. He wants you to trust what He's doing. So, I see this all the time. People are ashamed of the way they're living and they don't want any light shed on the situation, so they avoid church. Church, run to God. And live in a church and find a church where people aren't pointing a finger at you. Amen. Amen. Sometimes there's people that come along that get judgy, and after a while they either learn not to or they go out the door, because we're not going to have strife in Victory Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. As a pastor, when I meet people, I was telling this to Pat and Pam and Macon last night, that a lot of times when I meet new people, I will not tell them what I do for a living. And they're cool. They're cool. They're talking to me about all sorts of things and throwing some words out there, you know. And then they say, oh yeah, what do you do? I say, well, I'm a minister of the gospel. I'm a pastor of the church. Oh. And it all, am I right? Things start changing right there. There's a whole different thing. Why? Because people are condemned and feel bad. There's darkness. They feel bad about it. And particularly the guys that cuss, you know, they always want to take it back as soon as they hear who I am. And I'm like, I hate to tell you, but I've heard that before. I'll be okay. It's not that I want to hear it, but I have heard it before. They'll get a little bit more comfortable. But what is that? The light? They know it exists. They know it exists on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, praise God. I'm just believing that we here today and those that we know that will encourage people to come out of condemnation. Jesus came into the earth to give life. He did not come to condemn. Amen. A lot of people are just, they already have their fist up. I don't know if I'm going to like it. I don't know. Whatever. And if you'll just be like Jesus, you'll win them. Amen. Christmas is not about Santa. It's not about presents, although we like them. It's not about shopping, although we like that. It's not about the Christmas bonus, although we like that. It's not really about vacations or even families getting together. It's about Jesus. Now, there's nothing wrong with all those things. All those things are wonderful. But Christmas actually means the celebration of the Christ, of the anointed one. And so that's why we're talking about light. That's why we're talking about life, because we're celebrating him. So as we close now, if you're here today and you call yourself a Christian, I just want to invite you in this season to spread the light. Just spread the light. The scripture in Ephesians 5:8 says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. So, don't forget what your life was like before you received your forgiveness. Consider the source. Consider where people are on the path, church. I had someone say this to me recently, and it was great wisdom. They said, yeah, I know about so-and-so. They had a thought. The thought ran wild. Then they opened their mouth, and then they said a lot of things they should. That was great wisdom for them to actually pick that up instead of just going, they traced back the source, thoughts.
Yeah.
And then the thoughts took over. Things caused that person to blow up. But thank God that we can consider source. Well, people say things. People do things. People react certain ways. Why? Because lack of light.
That's right.
But more and more light gets through. Amen. More and more light. And more we can choose the light. So I would just say spread the light. Invite somebody to church.
Yeah.
Buy somebody lunch. Give somebody a gift. Talk sweet to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Jesus instead of just what you're going to get for Christmas. You know,
yeah.
You got him for Christmas. That's the greatest gift of all.
Yeah.
And believe me, I like presents. My room is already filled with presents for my grandchild. Praise the Lord. But we can thank God that we got the greatest gift of all, the light and the life in Jesus. We got him. Amen. And I just want to extend an invitation today. If you're here and you've never accepted Jesus and the light is not in you and you're just living in darkness, I would just say, come in today. Come in today. All you have to do is pray a prayer. You know, when you're in a dark place, sometimes you don't know how dark it is. There's probably some of you who used to be sinners have been to a dance hall or a bar, and then at 12 o'clock or 1, somebody told me this. I didn't. No, believe me, I saw it. When they turned the lights on, that place was not very clean. You remember that? The lights had to come on. Yes, I was there. I'm glad I'm not there anymore. But I tell you, God will help us. He'll help us with all the little dark spots. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you're here and you haven't received Jesus, you are in a dark place and you may not even know it, but if you'll receive him, the light will come on Amen. Is there anyone here and you'd like to receive Jesus? I think I'm looking at mostly born again people, but if you'll raise your hand, we'll pray for you. Anyone? Because I see a few people I don't know, but okay, praise the Lord. Well, if you're listening online and you've never received Jesus, I pray you'll do it today. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved. And so all you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, and God will take care of the rest. And that light will come on. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The only way to overcome darkness is what? Light. Light is the only way. He alone has the power to forgive sins. He alone lived a perfect life, and he died in our place for sin, our sins. And so I just want to invite you today to take advantage of the light of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just pray that today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that this Christmas and every Christmas in the future will be a glorious reminder of the light that we have. Yes. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the light that we have. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you that by your stripes we were healed, already healed. I thank you that you're a God that wants to prosper us. I thank you that you're a God that corrects us. I thank you're a God that you will not leave us alone. You will protect us. And I remind everyone in here that the way you have all those things is by opening your mouth and declaring that you are healed, that you are protected, that you are blessed, and that you take the correction and flow in it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus. God is good.
All the time.
Hallelujah. The light and the life. We've got it.
Yes.
We've got him. God is so good. What a day. What a great day. Thank God. I'm believing that you are totally good. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come back next week and get another ticket and find out the hidden treasures of the tree. It's just fun stuff. Praise the Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. I forgot about them. So used to looking at your smiling faces. I forgot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's talk about... Danny, help me. The 17th is the Christmas party at nighttime.
6:30.
Come or get kicked out of the church. Okay. Six. It's a six. Six. Okay. Six. It's going to be fun. We got something fun planned. And the kids are putting on a performance, right? Okay. They're putting on a performance for us. And we've got a couple of other fun things, and then we're going, what kind of food are we bringing? Finger food. So bring finger food, not your fingers, finger food. And that'll be fun. And then there's a sign-up sheet in the back. Wednesday there will be a sign-up sheet in the back. She's nodding and smiling. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank y'all for everything you've done. The church looks beautiful. And thank you for those who had to clean up after we did everything we did. Praise the Lord. Got up all the little goodies everywhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. From this day forward, you're in a place now. You're highly esteemed of the Master, and you're being called into new places. Seek me, and I will show you, and I will tell you. And it is all to my glory and to your blessing. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's a lot of developing going on right now. A lot of developing. This is a time when things are falling away. People are falling away. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. They don't care if they pray. They don't do, you know, they're just hanging around. People not coming to church. I'm telling you, if there is ever a time to come, you want to come. Because It's dark out there.
Yeah.
And you need everything we have to offer you.
Right.
Amen. By the way, Cherie, that was wonderful today. You look so pretty. Glory to God. And the way she did that, I kind of sensed like there's a preacher in there a little bit. Did y'all do that too? She kind of delivered it like a, hey, as like a preacher. So we'll have to look at that, huh? She's kind of did like a Jesse thing there. They could be sisters. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just give me one more minute and we'll go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Favor, favor, favor. Favor everywhere you go. Favor. You have the favor of God on your life. It's doubling. It's tripling. It's time. God knows the plans He has for you, and they're wonderful, and you will love them. And He's saying, follow Me, and I'll give you the best. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is Kendall in here? Is she in? Come here, Kendall girl. I feel like the Lord has something special for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You stand right here. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank You for the calling now. We thank You for the calling. We release the calling and the perfect plan. In the name of Jesus now, everything line up. I call everything to line up the way it needs to line up, including the people at the Bible college. In the name of Jesus, the places, the paths, in the name of Jesus. It is done in Jesus' name. God knows exactly how He's going to lead you. And increase that prophetic in the name of Jesus. You're a seer and a knower in Jesus' name. Thank You for it, Lord. Praise God. This girl's off to Bible college next year. So thank You, Jesus. Jesse must be in the back, huh? Praise the Lord. We'll catch her next time. God is good. How many seniors do we have this year? 1, 2, Kendall, Jesse. Any more? Anybody know? Isaac? Okay. Connor? Roan? Okay. So, wow. They're all growing up and going. Don't go too far. I'm still your mama. I claim them. Praise God. I mean, not your mama like she's your mama, but I'm your grandmama. Praise God. God is good. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I just see the Lord just giving you, just giving to you, just giving to you, just giving to you and saying, here we go, here we go, here we go. He's just going to give to you and just give to you and just give to you. Jesus' name. Thank You for it, Lord. Thank You for it, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Decisions are coming and then you won't look back. They're coming. There's not going to be a whole lot of your life where you're always looking in the rearview mirror. No coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda, hadda. You will take the right road in Jesus' name. Thank You for it, Lord. The Lord also wants me to tell you that you will begin now to pick up even more and more that He deals with people in patterns. And there's a particular pattern that He'll deal with you in. You know, like letting you know certain things and then it plays out and then do this. You'll begin to pick up a certain pattern that He works with you. Kind of like, you know, your mom and dad have a certain pattern they lead you in. You're going to begin to really pick that up and know it. And that's something you're going to minister to people. You're going to help people understand that God leads in patterns with individuals in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank You that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank You that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. I love y'all. See you Wednesday.